Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Talk to a Man and Feel Heard 9 Mistakes. Many to Avoid by Sue Shepherd is a relationship communication guide aimed at women who feel dismissed, misunderstood, or stuck in repetitive arguments with their male partners. Positioned as practical, self-help-oriented nonfiction, the book centers on a simple promise. Many moments of feeling unheard are not only about a partner's unwillingness to listen, but also about communication habits that unintentionally trigger defensiveness or shutdown. Note the core structure is organized around 9 common mistakes women can make when trying to get through to men, paired with more effective alternatives that increase clarity, reduce conflict, and improve emotional connection. Rather than focusing on winning arguments, the book's purpose is to help readers communicate needs and feelings in a way that a partner is more likely to receive and respond to. The emphasis stays on actionable adjustments, emotional reassurance, and bridging different communication styles so couples can repair trust and build healthier relationship dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing the 9 mistakes as repeatable communication patterns. A central idea in the book is that feeling unheard often comes from predictable, repeatable patterns rather than one-off bad conversations. By framing the problem as 9 common mistakes, Shepherd encourages readers to step back from the content of a fight and look at the delivery, timing, and emotional signals that shape how a message lands. This matters because many couples get trapped in cycles where one partner escalates to be understood while the other withdraws to avoid conflict, leaving both feeling alone. The book positions these mistakes as practical leverage points. If you can spot which habit is showing up, you can change the interaction before it becomes a blow-up. The value of this approach is its focus on what the reader can control without requiring mind reading or perfect behavior from a partner. It also reduces shame by treating miscommunication as common and fixable. The takeaway is not that women are at fault, but that small shifts in approach can change the emotional temperature of a conversation and increase the odds of being heard. Secondly, communicating needs with clarity instead of escalation. The book emphasizes that many conversations fail, not because the need is unreasonable, but because the message becomes tangled in frustration, urgency, or a long list of grievances. When a partner hears intensity without clarity, he may focus on defending himself rather than understanding what is being asked. Shepherd's practical orientation encourages expressing needs and concerns in ways that are easier to respond to, reducing confusion and lowering the chance of arguments spiraling into personal attacks. This includes focusing on the current issue, being specific about what would help, and avoiding communication habits that can sound like blanket judgments. The theme aligns with the book's promise to reduce conflict. Clarity tends to shorten fights because it gives the other person a clear target for how to show up differently. Another benefit is emotional self-respect. Clear requests help a woman advocate for herself without needing to raise the emotional volume to prove the issue matters. The larger point is that being heard is often increased when communication makes it simple for a partner to understand the need and choose a constructive response. Thirdly, balancing problem-solving with emotional support and reassurance. A key element highlighted in available information about the book is that effective communication is not only about solutions, but also about emotional support and reassurance. In many relationships, conflict worsens when one person seeks empathy, while the other hears a demand to fix something immediately. Shepherd's framework points readers toward recognizing the emotional layer in conversations and communicating in ways that keep connection intact. That may include signaling appreciation, softening a difficult message, and making it clear that the goal is teamwork rather than punishment. This theme also speaks to why women may feel unheard if a conversation becomes purely corrective. A partner may interpret it as rejection and disengage. By keeping reassurance present, the book suggests the reader can raise issues without triggering the sense that the relationship itself is under threat. The practical benefit is better access to productive dialogue, especially during stressful seasons of marriage or partnership. Instead of choosing between honesty and harmony, the book aims to help readers combine truth-telling with emotional safety so that a partner can stay engaged and responsive. Fourthly, understanding different communication needs and emotional expression. The book is grounded in the idea that men and women may approach communication differently, and that misunderstanding these differences can create avoidable friction. Shepherd encourages readers to consider how a male partner might process criticism, requests, or emotionally charged conversations, and to adjust communication so it is more likely to be received. This does not require stereotyping or excusing poor behavior. Instead, it is a pragmatic attempt to translate needs across styles. What feels like persistence to one person can feel like pressure to another, and what feels like calm to one person can feel like indifference to another. When these mismatches are not addressed, couples often interpret the other person as uncaring or irrational, even when both care deeply. By emphasizing awareness of different needs and expressions, the book aims to reduce misinterpretation and increase empathy on both sides. The payoff is a more cooperative tone in difficult conversations and fewer dead ends where each person repeats their point louder rather than making it easier to understand. In this way, feeling heard becomes a skill-based outcome, not a matter of luck. Lastly, using communication shifts to reduce conflict and support repair. Beyond day-to-day misunderstandings, the book positions improved communication as a pathway to reduce conflict and support relationship repair. When couples repeatedly miss each other, resentment builds and even small issues can trigger large reactions. By focusing on avoidable mistakes and actionable alternatives, Shepherd's approach aims to lower the frequency and intensity of conflict so partners can return to a sense of goodwill. The theme of repair is important because many readers are not looking for clever scripts. They want a way out of patterns that feel exhausting and discouraging. Communication changes can create room for accountability, softer startup conversations, and more constructive problem discussions. They can also help a reader feel more emotionally regulated, which increases the chance that a partner will stay present instead of shutting down. While the book is targeted to women, the underlying goal is mutual understanding and a healthier relationship dynamic rather than one-sided control. This makes the content especially relevant for marriage or long-term partnerships where repeated conflict has become a norm. The intended takeaway is that better conversations do not just prevent fights. They rebuild trust over time through consistent, respectful engagement. In conclusion, How to Talk to a Man and Feel Heard is best suited for women who care about their relationship but feel stuck in conversations that go nowhere, especially when discussions quickly become arguments or emotional shutdown. It can also be useful for couples who want a shared language for recognizing unhelpful habits and replacing them with more constructive dialogue. But the practical benefit is straightforward by identifying common communication mistakes and offering alternatives. The book gives readers a way to intervene in conflict patterns early before frustration turns into contempt or distance. Intellectually, it reframes feeling unheard as something that can often be improved through skill and strategy, not just through pleading for a partner to change. What helps the book stand out in a crowded relationship category is its clear organizing principle, a focused list of mistakes to avoid, aimed at real-world conversations rather than abstract theory. The emphasis on emotional support and reassurance in addition to problem solving also reflects the reality that many relationship fights are about connection as much as logistics. Readers looking for practical communication adjustments to reduce conflict and promote repair will find this a focused, action-oriented entry point. If you would like to support Sue Shepherd, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.